Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton came out swinging at last night's debate in the Democratic race for the U.S. Senate. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel reports.
Stratton has vowed not to take donations from corporate PACs, and she hit her leading opponent, Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, with rapid-fire attacks like this.
My opponents have taken millions of dollars in corporate PAC money. This is an example of why people are fed up with Washington. It's hard to push forward policy when you've accepted millions of dollars from corporations.
Krishnamoorthy responded,
I should have brought some body armor here.
Both Krishnamoorthy and fellow opponent Congresswoman Robin Kelly accused Stratton of taking corporate donations and mystery money indirectly through a super PAC. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
East Moline police officers are investigating a homicide after finding a deceased woman in her home on Friday. Officers responded to 1126 15th Avenue on Friday morning around 10 o'clock for a welfare check of a woman who did not show up to work. Officers found the body of 56-year-old Bonnie Smith with stab wound injuries. Smith appeared to have been deceased for a few days. East Moline Police Chief Jeff Ramsey said in a statement the evidence points to an isolated incident. The Rock Island County Coroner is conducting an autopsy this week. The city of Moline is crafting its first ever environmental resiliency plan to respond to future extreme heat, storms, flooding, and infrastructure stress. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
Public Works Director Denver Schmidt says the city is developing a short-term and long-term guide for its environmental and sustainability practices.
But I really think it goes back to having sustainable practices and resiliency programs that will actually help residents, that will help residents in need, maybe lower costs for energy efficiency, water conservation, recycling. There's a number of different ways I think this plan will really help the community.
The city is also asking Moline residents to participate in an online survey to help craft the ERP. The deadline to give input is February 9th. A link can be found in our online story. And an in-person community session regarding the ERP is also set for the 9th at the Moline Public Library, starting at 6 p.m. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
The Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride across Iowa will end in Dubuque this year. The 391-mile route announced over the weekend will also be the shortest in the ride's 53-year history. Starting in Onawa, the cyclist will stop overnight in Harlan, Guthrie Center, Boone, Marshalltown, Independence, Dyersville, and cross the finish line in Dubuque. Pass-through and meet-up towns have yet to be announced. Muscatine Democrat Taylor Wedick has launched a bid for Iowa State Auditor, dropping out of the race for the 1st Congressional District. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports.
Wedick, a former lawyer from Muscatine, says he's jumping into the race for State Auditor to make sure the office stays independent. He says the office should not be used for political gains, but rather for the purpose of exposing waste, fraud, and abuse. In 2023, Republicans limited the state auditor's ability to demand information from state agencies while conducting investigations.
The state auditor's job is to serve the taxpayer by following the money, exposing the waste, fraud, and abuse that might be out there, and to be an independent watchdog for the people, regardless of who's in power. Not a lapdog for corrupt politicians.
Wedick says as state auditor, he hopes to stand up to corruption and make sure government spending is more transparent. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
This is WVIK News.